Ben, you got the victory in the end. How do you sum up that evening?
I think it's a massive positive that we've won the game. We knew ourselves as as players that we needed a result tonight at Fratton, and to win the game against a League One side is a very good a good showing from us.
What were you thinking when Cal Smith was pulling his left leg back, maybe 45 yards out?
We've seen him do it before, at Fratton here, and all the time in training, he's got a lovely left foot, and he's shooting from 25, 30 yards out, and we're not surprised by it. I'm not surprised he's gone in as well. He's he's hit it lovely, and he's caught the keeper by surprise, and he's gone in.
It's a pretty frantic start to the game today.
Yeah, I think our aim was to try and play in their half, high in their half, and keep the game there. Not put ourselves under pressure by making mistakes in our own half, but to take the game to them and put them under pressure. And I think we've done that. I think most of the game was played in their half. I think we deserved the win as well.
How big an honour was it to wear the captain's armband for Portsmouth Football Club?
It's not easy to put into words, really, especially at my age. I can only thank the gaffer for that, for having trust in me to wear that. It's the second time now, and it felt as good as it did the first time. And to win the game as well makes it that much better. I was delighted when he told me I was going to be captain.
So just remind me when the first time was. My memory.
It was last year in the same competition at Exeter, in the first round.
Are you almost a bit surprised when he tells you? Because there's obviously a lot of experienced players out there, but obviously shows a lot of faith in you.
Yeah, a little bit, of course. The team we had out last year in the competition was a very young one. This year was a lot different. There's a lot of senior players out there, a lot of good players, experienced players, and it was a surprise when he told me I was going to be captain. But it's them sort of moments I won't forget.
Obviously, it's been a bit of a frustrating start to the season for you. I think it's a couple of hamstring injuries you picked up. How difficult has that been?
Extremely frustrating. Especially, it's been happening since sort of pre-season. But I've played 90 minutes Saturday, 70 odd minutes tonight, and they feel good. And that was the biggest thing for me this week, to come through a couple of games unscathed and feeling confident in my body again. And I am.
You're pretty hopeful that you're over the worst now. You're over this.
Yeah, of course. I was saying that last time it happened, and I'll say it again now. But to be fair, this time we've as a team, we've managed it better. The physios have been working hard on it, doing a lot of research on it, and we've sort of controlled the whole thing a lot better this time. And I feel fitter. I feel more confident in them, and that's important.
Also, it's a real battle when you've got the likes of Michael Dorr, Danny Rose, Amin Lalkovic. It's tough to break into that side.
Yeah, of course. But like I said, the important thing for me this week was to play minutes at first team level and come through unscathed. And now I've got full confidence in my body again. I'll be pushing towards getting in the side.
Yeah, and you said it's for you this season, it's about that rather than possibly a loan move somewhere, it's about getting in.
Yeah, 100%. This is the place I want to play at, obviously. And now I'm just going to have to push on, work extremely hard every week, train very hard, and just try and impress the gaffer in training and in games when I get the chance.